said. Neither of us suspected that this would be the last time we would ever sit here together on the shore, listening. We stayed for perhaps half an hour, and then we went back to the cottage. My mother was reading beside the fireplace. Paquette was looking at the burning birch log and not doing anything. You should have come along, I said, but in fact I was glad she had not. Not me, Paquette said. You wouldn't catch me walking way down there just for a bunch of squawking birds. Paquette and I remained ill at ease with one another. I thought I had somehow followed my father, but I did not know what was the matter, nor why she would not or could not respond when I suggested exploring the woods of Pine House. I thought it was probably her slow and difficult walking that held her back. She stayed most of the time in the cottage with my mother, helping her with the dishes while we were ready, but hardly ever talking. Then the Duncans arrived at their cottage, and I spent my days with Mavis, who was my best friend. I could not reach Paquette at all, and I soon lost interest in trying. But all that summer she remained as both a reproach and a mystery to me. That winter my father died of pneumonia, after less than a week's illness. For some time I saw nothing around me, being completely immersed in my own pain and my mother's. When I looked outward once more, I scarcely noticed that Paquette Tonnerre was no longer at school.